love to God. Love to God is evidenced by a meek and cheerful submission to His will. The apostle prayed that God would direct the Thessalonians' heart to love Him so that they would endure anything rather than deny the faith and confess Christ, whatever it cost them. Obedience, courage, and resolution are included in love. Many waters cannot quench love, neither can the floods drown it. If a man would give all the substance of his house for love, it would be utterly contemned. Song of Solomon 8:7. It is true of love in general, much more true of love to God. Love to God is an antidote against temptations. All the riches, pleasures, and honors of the world cannot bribe those that really love Christ. Nor can all the floods of persecution quench this holy desire. When once the heart is set towards God and heaven, it is set against anything that would turn it out of the way and divert it from its high aim and purpose. All religion is, in effect, love. Faith is thankful acceptance, and thankfulness is an expression of love. Repentance is love mourning. Yearning for holiness is love seeking. Obedience is love pleasing. Self-denial is the mortification of self-love. Sobriety is the curtailing of carnal love. If love is not activated and kept working, it will atrophy. The affections of man cannot be idle. If they do not go out to God, they leak out to worldly things. When our love for God decreases, the love of the world grows in our soul. Love's constraining influence keeps us from living to and for ourselves. Work and love are often coupled in the Scriptures. Paul spoke of your work of faith and labor of love, 1 Thessalonians 1:3. The writer of Hebrews said, God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love, which ye have showed toward His name, Hebrews 6:10. Then how earnestly we should pray for the succoring, strengthening, and stimulating of our love. One of the Holy Spirit's ministries in us is to stir up our love to God.